And so now we're on to our next performer, which is the violinist Yisung Sophie Lee, who tonight is doing the Carmen Fantasy, but right now we're about to hear her do an etude. This is Etude Opus 18, number 3, by the great violinist Wieniawski. Let's go back to the studio for the violinist Yisung Sophie Lee. From our studio, the violinist Yisung Sophie Lee playing the Wieniawski Etude number 3. Let's go right there to that mic. Good morning, Yisung. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Where do you live?
I come from Mill Creek, Seattle.
Okay. Yeah. And who's your teacher? And
Simon James.
Simon James. He kind of teaches all of the kids who are really, really into violin playing, doesn't he? Doesn't it seem so?
Yeah, he's a really good teacher, and he's been a really great mentor to me.
How long have you had him as a teacher?
About 4 years now. He's actually part of a studio. So first, like when you first start out violin, you get taught by Jan Coleman, because we're in a Coleman violin studio. And then after, like when you get advanced more, you move up to Simon James.
Nice. So. And then what else do you do in Seattle? Do you play in the youth orchestra? Do you have time to do that?
I used to, but I quit last year, actually, because it took too much time for me to do, because there's like auditions and so much music to prepare.
Sure. So talk about how you do spend your time. Are you homeschooled or do you go to a public school?
No, I'm homeschooled. I'm not homeschooled. I go to public school, but I take a half day, so I have more time to practice. And I usually like wake up in the morning, do like 30 minutes of scales, and go to school. And when I come home, if I have a little bit of time, I'd usually do an hour and go to my after-school activities, like a violin lesson or a piano rehearsal with my piano accompanist. And when I get home, it's about time to eat dinner. So whatever time I have left, I do my homework and try to get at least like a few more hours of violin.
If I may ask, how old are you?
I am 12 years old.
Okay. Yes. And so at this point, do you feel really like violin is your life?
Well, yes, I really do want to be a violinist when I grow up, and it's my life is really centered toward violin, and I don't think I want to do anything else right now in life for when I grow up.
Nice. And you did do orchestra, and then you got too busy. And did you find orchestra satisfying?
Yeah, I think it was really nice. Like, the conductors were really funny and everything. And I think I really learned teamwork more like. And when I play with an orchestra, like as a soloist, I think it's really helpful because now, like, I know how to look at the conductor when you're doing, not just like go off on your own. And I think it's been really helpful. Yeah.
And have you done a concerto with an orchestra before?
Yes, I actually have. I played the Mendelssohn Concerto.
The whole thing?
No, just the first movement.
The first movement. Yeah. Okay. And so you've had that experience. What was that like?
I really love playing with orchestras, and I'm really excited to play this evening too, actually. And I think it's a really great experience because when you play with an orchestra, you can hear like everything, not just when you play with piano. It's just like the main parts of the piano, but I think it's like the orchestra energy and the audience's energy, and it like helps you create music, and it's really, really fun to do that.
The Carmen Fantasy, which you're playing, you've probably played it with piano some, like in learning it and in rehearsal. Was your first time to hear it with an orchestra last night?
No, actually, I played it with the Seattle Symphony on January 26th.
Oh, okay. Yes. Then you've done that. Yeah. And talk about, is it, what's good about the Carmen Fantasy? Is it the fast things, the slow things? What do you like in doing it?
Well, I really like it because it's an opera. So before I started Carmen, my piano accompanist wanted me to hear the Carmen opera. So I heard it and I learned the storyline about it. And I think it's a really, really interesting opera. So when I play the Carmen Fantasy, I kind of have it so like I'm Carmen. It's really dramatic, that piece. So like the slow movements, it's where she's like in despair because her faith is death with Don Jose. And I think it's really interesting to think about all of those things that are in the opera and play it as you are in an opera, but you're playing the violin. So,
Are you going to wear a red dress?
Yes, I am.
Now we gave away the whole secret, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm spending time with Isung Sophie Lee, who is playing the Carmen Fantasy tonight, earlier played Wieniawski for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming in and playing, for being here.